Italy risking ethnic replacement with low birth rate and mass immigration, minister warns. By Peter Catalan, April 20, 2023. An Italian minister has warned that the country runs the risk of ethnic replacement due to mass immigration and low birth rates. Francesco Lollo Brigida, Italy's agriculture minister, has publicly warned that Italy must work to avoid falling victim to ethnic replacement as a result of mass migration and the country's current low birth rate. The minister's comments have provoked outrage amongst the country's left, who have accused the Fratelli d'Italia politician of echoing the words of white supremacism. According to a report by Euractiv, Lollo Brigida made the comments while speaking at the conference of the Italian Confederation of Free Workers' Unions, CISL, with the minister saying that Italy must be mindful of the dangers of immigration as well as its benefits. Emphasizing that, as the grandson of an emigrant, he does not see migration itself as a problem. He warned that the high levels of illegal immigration into the country in particular risked having long-term consequences regarding the country's demographics. We cannot give in to the idea of ethnic replacement, he told the conference. Italians are having fewer children, so we replace them with someone else. That is not the way. He went on to push for Italy to introduce welfare programs that allows people to work and have families and support young couples to find employment. An echo of the pronatal policies implemented by governments in Poland and Hungary. Despite Lollo Brigida's insistence that he does not believe the very concept of immigration to be a problem, his very noting of ethnic replacement has outraged the country's left, who have immediately jumped to comparing the minister's statements to fascism. They take us back to the 1930s, these are words that have the flavor of white supremacism. Elie Schlein, the hardline progressive leader of Italy's Democratic Party, remarked. Schlein, who has been billed as Italy's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in English-speaking media, went on to describe the comments as being particularly problematic considering Italian President Sergio Mattarella's visit to Auschwitz on Tuesday, and called on Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni to distance her Fratelli d'Italia party from the comments. The likelihood of Meloni rolling back her subordinates' comments seems unlikely though, with she herself publicly warning about the danger of ethnic replacement in the country before becoming PM, never mind the fact Lollo Brigida is married to her sister. Overall, the comment represents the latest instance of the Fratelli d'Italia-led government drifting rightward since being elected into office in 2022. Despite having billed herself and her party as being similar to Britain's progressive-leaning Conservative Party while campaigning last year, Meloni appears to have largely abandoned any suggestion she is similar to the UK's pro-transgender government, passing numerous bills that may well qualify as hate speech if they were read out loud on the streets of London. Such an approach to politics appears to be working extremely well for the ruling party, with support for Fratelli actually rising substantially since it was put into office last year. The party now sits at a near-record high popularity rate of 29%, 10 points higher than the second most popular outfit, Schlein's Democratic Party. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.